what's now Nick's in charge of?
Let's go to Luke chapter 7. Anybody need a Bible?
Yeah, here's one.
It's interesting that this is a Bible study. You should have a Bible. Huh? You're going to listen? You're going to listen intently? You don't have to flip through the pages and try to find something?
Not if I listen intently.
I'm going to do that too.
You're going to listen intently?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to break the rules this morning.
All right. We are on verse 12.
I'm just going to try to stay awake.
What?
I said I'm just going to try to stay awake.
Oh. Well, you'll stay awake.
She is in a comfortable
chair. The couch is very comfortable.
All right. We'll start in verse 11. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with them. And yesterday I said we were going to talk about a widow today, or widows today, so that's mainly what we're going to spend the day, or the morning on. Now, in the Old Testament, widows were considered to be under the special care of God, and so I want us to go to several scriptures. First, Psalm 68. There are widows, and then there are widows indeed. We'll talk about that in a minute. Let's read these. Psalm 68. Where are you? There you are. Let's just start in the first verse. Let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish. And actually it says wicked one perish at the presence of God. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Yahweh. Rejoice before him, a father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows. God is God in his holy habitation. God set the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in the dry land. Now it says he is a father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows. Now the word judge there doesn't mean like he's judging them down. It's a word that means he has them in special care. He watches over the widows. Okay. Now let's go to.
Oh, did you press? You press record, right?
What?
I turned it on. Did you press record?
I don't know. Did I press record?
I don't know. Let's see.
Yeah.
If you did, it's just sort of an embarrassing interlude.
do you want to?
He did.
Do you want to? Challenge me on which is the second plague?
Nor the third, nor the fourth, the sixth. Okay.
All right, that was a little Wednesday night commentary.
That was a non sequitur. Yeah.
We have a lot of those for our listening audience.
Yeah, especially non sequiturs are defined as people. All right, 146.
Psalm 146.
See, all he has to do is press a button. Let's start in verse 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry, the Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind, the Lord raiseth them that are bowed down, the Lord loveth the righteous, the Lord preserveth the strangers, he relieveth the fatherless and widow, but the way of the wicked he turneth upside down. The Lord shall reign forever, even thy God, O Zion, unto all generations. Praise ye the Lord. Let's go to Proverbs 15. Is Sue awake? Proverbs 15. Let's start in verse 20. A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother.
Proverbs 15:20.
Folly is joy to him that is destitute of wisdom, but a man of understanding walketh uprightly. Without counsel, purposes are disappointed, but the multitude of counselors they are established. But in the multitude of counselors they are established. A man hath joy by the answer of his mouth, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? The way of life is above to the wise, that he may depart from hell beneath. The Lord will destroy the house of the proud, but he will establish the border or the boundaries of the widow. So anyway, well, let's look some more. Let's go to Job 31. You got to go backwards. I guess Ronnie couldn't make the commute.
Obviously, we're not keeping him awake either. Yeah.
Huh? Wild horses couldn't drag him out of bed.
We haven't built the dart rail extension.
This is a whole thing where Job is kind of justifying, well, not kind of, he is justifying himself before God, which is not too smart. Let's start in verse 9. If my heart have been deceived by a woman, or if I've laid wait at my neighbor's door, then let my wife grind unto another, and let others bow down upon her. For this is a heinous crime. Yea, it is an iniquity to be punished by the judges. For it is a fire that consumeth to destruction, and would root out all mine increase. If I did despise the cause of my manservant or my maidservant, when they contended with me, then what then shall I do when God riseth up? And when he visiteth, what shall I answer him? Did not he that made me in the womb make him? And did not the one fashion us in the womb? If I have withheld the poor from their desire, or have caused the eyes of the widow fail, or if I have eaten my morsel myself alone, and the fatherless have not eaten thereof. For from my youth he was brought up with me as with a father. Anyway, the whole idea. Well, let's go to one more, Deuteronomy 24, and then we'll talk. Verse 14.
Deuteronomy
34.
34? No.
Excuse me, 24. Not 34, 24. Deuteronomy 24, starting in verse 14. We're going to read 14 through 18. Thou shalt not oppress a hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of thy brethren or of thy strangers that are in thy land and within thy gates. At his day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor and setteth his heart upon it. Let he cry against thee unto the Lord, and it be a sin unto thee. The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor the fatherless, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge. But thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt. The Lord thy God redeemed thee thence. Therefore, I command thee to do this thing. And let's look at one in the New Testament, and then we'll First Timothy, chapter 5. This is a long one. Verse 1. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents, for that is good and acceptable before God. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplication and prayer night and day. But she that liveth in pleasure, or again, that word just means follows her own desires, is dead while she liveth. And these things give in charge that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Let not a widow be taken into thy number under 80 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works. If she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. But the younger widows refuse, for when they began to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And withal they learn to be idle, wandering from house to house, not only idle but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will therefore that the younger men marry, bear children, younger women marry, bear children, to guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. So what are widows indeed, and what does all this mean? The thing about taking in a widow that's under 60, we probably should not have done that a few times, but
it's people who are,
what?
Don't have anybody to take care of them.
Right.
You know, a widow indeed.
Right. But then James says, of course, true religion is this, that you care for the widows and the orphans. And that's the only true religion. I've thought for many, many years that the heroes of our society are single mothers. Now, from a spiritual standpoint, a single woman is a widow, whether she's been married or not. Isn't that right?
I guess, she doesn't have anybody to take care of her.
Right. So the whole idea of...
It's really a I mean, the word we read, I was just looking at my little note that there was like a widow in the Hebrew thing meant just deprived.
Right.
You were, it was like, and when you're a widow,
without resources,
you're extremely deprived because
right.
you're deprived of everything. You don't have any support or livelihood or anything. Especially in that society, it was like,
yeah,
you're done. You know,
you're done. We have, the reason that I wanted to talk about this is, there's a woman that was Benny Hinn's, that worked for Benny Hinn, keeping care of the kids and cleaning house, etc. And she wrote a book about her experience. And it just broke my heart. I mean, they literally didn't pay her. Every time, once in a while, I'd give her something that was used. But they thought that just being under his house was the payment that she was.
She lived with them, in other words.
Yeah. No, she didn't live with them, but she was there daily. She cleaned the house and washed the clothes and all that kind of stuff. The kids, I said take care of the kids. The kids, they're his kids at this time. We're basically, the older one of them was married, and this is Jessica, was married. And she had to, in order for her to get to work, she had to drive to a gas station and wait and just beg for money to get to work. And the way she was treated is mind-bending in terms of its evilness. And when I was studying on the widow, and I just finished that book, it's called The Mafia Ministry. And it's like, you can see why that we are judged how we treat the widows indeed, because it's the evidence of the presence of Christ, as opposed to, it's not really an ought to, it's a what is. If he is our life and we're preaching the cross, then the fruit of that is the taking care of the widows and orphans. I'm not sure we've done a very good job of it, but we've certainly tried.
What's interesting is that once you get into that false, you know, unsound doctrine that we're talking about, it's like all of these things kick in. Like, who would think that Benny Hinn would, you know, he could like pay her a whole bunch and make it some kind of big thing, like, you know, people who are around me make lots of money, but, you know, it's like almost like the everything that you're supposed to do kicks in, that, you know, that he's
right.
When you get into that, it's like you start, all of the law is broken, and
yeah,
you start just going totally lawless or something.
And the same is true with Kenneth Copeland. They pay their workers minimum wage, and it's they can't even.
We do around here too.
Huh? well, we don't. Yeah, I know, but we don't. We pay the president less, 100 times less than minimum wage. But the point of it is, I'm not talking about a whole to-do list.
Yeah.
I'm talking about our attitude. And that's what's important. Because, let me read that. True religion and undefiled is this. James chapter 1, something. Well, here it is. Verse 27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the wisdom, the fatherless and widows in their affliction, to keep himself unspotted from the world. So, basically, we'll study the rest of that verse tomorrow. So what day is today? Friday?
Thursday.
It is Thursday.
Thursday. But see in terms of the mercy we've been given and show it to others. Amen?
Amen.
All right, take it, big guy.
We have a need this morning. Church, we started a job yesterday in the lair that...
That just got started yesterday?
You do a lot of damage in one
we
day.
We did a lot of damage.
Here, I'm going to turn this off.